We're in Hilchas Tefillin, Siman Lamed Beis, the halachas of writing the Tefillin. We are currently discussing the preparation of the hide. We are up to Sifches. We'll be doing Si'ifim Ches and Tes. And let's begin with Sifches. The first rule is Tzorech HaKlaf Lios Mu'ubad. The first halacha is that the klaf, the actual material, we call the klaf, remember, the part of the outer part of the hide was called the klaf, the inner part was called the dechustas, tefillin is written on the klaf. So the klaf must be processed. If you simply take hide and write on it, that is not kosher. There's a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that you must write on processed hide. So it must be processed with what? Ba'afetzim o besid. Afetzim we discuss with regard to the ink, gallnut, or sid, to use some form of plaster. What this does is it smoothens it and processes it to soften the hide. Actually, toughens it so that you can and makes it a more solid surface. That's the first halacha, that it needs ibud. It must have ibud. The lechatchila, you're supposed to leave it sitting in the plaster till the hairs fall off on their own, till they're sort of burnt off. Whereas if you just went and soaked it in the plaster and then had to shave off the hairs, then that really wasn't mu'ubad enough. You're supposed to leave it there till they fall off on their own. Cloth that has not been processed is known in halacha, is known in the Gemara as diftara. And diftara is not cloth and does not fulfill the requirement of the halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai to write on cloth. The second halacha is the tzarashia mu'ubad lishmo. It has to be made l'shem tefillin. When you do the processing, it has to be made l'shem tefillin. There's a machlokas achronim, the Prima Gadim and Rabbi Akiva Eger. The Prima Gadim says it's a drabanan. The mashmos of Rabbi Akiva Eger is that this is really a doraisa. Not only that, but if you did it mistoma, you didn't have any kavana. You just did it stam. The halachi is that we say that stoma is not kosher. It would only be kosher if you actually did it l'shem tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a psak of the Sefer Beis Aron that bizman hazeh, that we don't usually use parchment for anything else, and we don't go writing letters on parchment. Generally speaking, if you're preparing parchment, it's in order to write Sefer Torah, tefillin, or mezuzahs on them. So he wants to say that the stoma is, if you're using cloth to write on, the stoma there should be for the sake of tefillin. That is something new, and the Mishnah Berurah just mentions it. He does not say that he necessarily follows it. It must be done l'shma. And what does he say? Tov lohotzi bisfosov. You should actually say it. It says tov lohotzi bisfosov, which means that if you did not, or you were not motzias bisfosov, b'dieved machshava would be good enough. If you thought that you're doing this for tefillin and did not actually verbalize it, that would be kosher b'dieved, l'chatchila, you should verbalize it. When do you do this? B'tchila sa'ibud, when you begin. When you first put it into the plaster, into the sid. The halacha is at that point you're supposed to say l'chatchila, or at least think that you're doing it for the sake of tefillin. Shuma abdo l'shem tefillin, o l'shem sefer Torah, or for the sake of a sefer Torah. Now, this already is another issue. First of all, it says that you do it at the beginning. So the process of processing the hide can take days. All you have to do is say it when you first put it in there. Even though you'll be doing lots of other things in the process and it's going to take time, once you begin and you say that this is l'shem kedushas tefillin, we say that everything else you do is aldas rishon hu oseh. It is all based on your original kavana. How about the other way around? What happens if you went ahead and did everything, and at the end you remember, I want to use these for tefillin? So you, at that point, you think that this is for tefillin. You had no kavana whatsoever in the beginning. We have a suffix if we say hochiach sofo al tchiloso. There's a suffix if you can rely on your kavana at the end to define what your kavana really was at the very beginning. So you have to have kavana when you actually put it into the plaster. Now, what is your kavana? We said that it is for the sake of tefillin. O l'shem Sefer Torah, or for the sake of a Sefer Torah. Since Sefer Torah has greater kedusha than tefillin, we say that if you did it l'shem Sefer Torah, then it is kosher for tefillin as well. Now, even though if you did it l'shem sefer Torah, it is not really proper to use it for tefillin because you're being morid at mikdushasa. The halacha is since you didn't write on it for the sake of a sefer Torah, all you did was said that it was going to be for kedusha sefer Torah. The halacha is that you may. Now, if you the mechaber says avol imdal l'shem mezuzah pasul, but if you did it l'shem mezuzah it's pasul because mezuzah has less kedusha than tefillin. So if it's more, if you had kavana for a greater kedusha, which is sefer Torah, that's good. But if you had it for a lesser kedusha, which is for the case of a mezuzah, it is not good. Mishnah Berurah says that similarly, if you processed the hide for the sake of making ritzuas of tefillin, or even the batim of the tefillin, they do not have the same kedusha as the cloth itself, the cloth that you're going to be writing the parashiyos on, and that would not suffice. Not only that, but if you process leather for the sake of ritzuis, you couldn't use them to make the batim of the tefillin. So the order of kedusha would be, it is the cloth for the parashiyos, then the batim, and then the ritzuis. So that if you did it l'shem something lower, it would not suffice. L'shem something higher, it would suffice. Now, what is common is for sofrim to make a t'nai. And that is that at the time they actually process it, they say this is going to be l'shem, either a sefer Torah or tefillin, mezuzah, whichever I feel like using it for. Mishnah Berurah says not to rely on that. That is what is known in halacha as breira. I am now doing something in a way that will be defined and determined by my decision when I'm done. I am going to use a decision later to define what I am doing right now. That, we passim, does not work in a daraisa, it works in a darabanan. Since we have a machlokis, whether or not this is a daraisa here, whether or not the need for the lishma is a daraisa, one should be machmir, therefore, and not rely on breira. So what is the proper way of doing it? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the right thing to do is say, I am doing this l'shem kedusha sefer Torah. Give it the greatest kedusha you can, and then stipulate, but I am making a t'nai. I am stipulating that I have the right to use it for something else if I so feel. This way, it's got the greatest kedusha, and yet you can use it for anything you want to. So once again, rather than saying, I'm not sure if this is going to be for a sefer Torah, tefillin, or mezuzahs, I'm doing it for a sefer Torah, but I reserve the right to use it for something else afterwards. This would be kosher. Now, the Bir Halacha goes into whether or not the sirtut has to be done l'shma. He brings a machlokas and says that l'chatchila, you should do the sirtut l'shma as well, but if you didn't, it is still going to be kosher. This was Sif Ches. We now go to Sif Tes. Im ibdo einu Yehudi. What happens if a non-Jew did the processing? We had the same shiloh with regard to the spinning of the wool for tzitzis, the tviya for tzitzis. We had a machlokas. What happens if a non-Jew does it, but there's a Jew standing by him, telling him to do it l'shma? So it says here, l'harambam pasul. The Rambam shita is that when a non-Jew does it, you can tell him whatever you want to. You can say you're doing this for the sake of mitzvahs, of tzitzis, of tefillin. The non-Jew is doing it because he wants to do it. He's doing it whether to make a living or do it for whatever other reason he's got up his sleeve. He does not do it on the basis of what you tell him to do. Afilu amalo Yisrael labed lishmo. Ulaharosh kosher im Yisrael omen al gabav visayo. The Rush says that if there's a Jew standing over him that actually assists him, that is good. The Mishnah Berurah says the Rush doesn't even require the assistance of the Jew. As long as the Jew tells him to do it l'shem kedushas tefillin or sefer Torah, that would be kosher if the non-Jew says that he is doing it l'shma as well. So you need the Jew telling the non-Jew and the non-Jew says that it's l'shma. The Rush would say that that is kosher. Says the Ramah, that what is the siyui? You should help a little bit with the work itself, with the avoda. V'chein noagin, and he says that that is our minag. Our minag is that we will rely on non-Jews doing the ibud, as long as a Jew is telling him that he's doing it l'shma. Now, the ideal, the Mishnah Berurah says, is if you're going to have the assistance of a non-Jew, that a Jew should actually do the initial placement of the parchment into whatever chemicals you're using, into the plaster. The Jew should put it there l'shma, and then tell the non-Jew to continue doing everything l'shma. This way, the initial placing of it there was done l'shem kedushas tefillin or sefer Torah. and that was clearly done by a Jew. Now, what happens if he did not, if the Jew did that, but he did not tell the non-Jew to do it lishma? So that is the Mishtabur says tzarechin. He says that it's not clear. There is yesh machshirim. Some say that it's kosher. So that if the Jew put it in there but didn't tell the non-Jew to do lishma, that may not be sufficient. You'll have to have actually both ingredients. What happens if the non-Jew just went and did it, and a Jew came along and completed it? A Jew removed it from the chemicals and then put it, he went and put it into back into the seed or whatever else and did the completion of it. The Taza Shita is that so long as they were not done yet, there was a need for the Jew to do the Ibud, and it was done by the Jew, and he did it Lishma, that is sufficient. Others hold that that is not good enough. Others hold that relying on the Jew having removed it and then placing it in again is not sufficient. The Mishnah Brewer comes out and says, in Limchos, you should not protest if there are those that are making tefillin in this way, and they could rely on it.